Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. 40 years after God set Israel free from Egypt, at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses died. And God turned to Joshua and said, "All right, it's your turn." I can imagine what Joshua might have been thinking. Are you kidding me? I have to lead these people? They're impossible. They're stiff-necked, they're stubborn, and they're sinful. Second, we've been here before. We're not strong enough to conquer the people in the promised land. This is mission impossible. But God said to Joshua, "I will be with you." In essence, God was saying, "I will do this for you." Then God literally gave Joshua a three-step plan for victory. All they had to do was follow God, and he would do the rest. And the three steps to follow God? Step one, meditate on the word of God day and night, and be careful to do it. Step two, have the word of God always on your lips. Step three, swerve not from the word of God to the right or to the left. And then you will have good success. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The first step for success was to meditate on the Word of God day and night, being careful to do it. Meditation begins by recalling that we are in the presence of God, that He dwells in our soul. And then we read or listen or recall something from the Word of God. And then we reflect or think about it. We ask ourselves, what is God saying here? And how does this truth reveal His love or His will? And in what way am I living according to this truth or failing? But meditation is not complete until it leads to a practical resolution, something specific and concrete that we do today to live in greater fidelity to God's Word. In other words, meditation should form a conviction that results in action. St. James reminds us we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. And our Lord said, "It is not those who say to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The second step God gave Joshua was to make sure that he didn't swerve from the word of God, either to the right or to the left. In other words, Joshua, you got to do a daily examination of conscience to make sure you're on the right path. But isn't it, I think this phrase is interesting. Don't swerve to the right or to the left. But it's true. All the virtues stand in the middle between two extremes of excess and defect. Each virtue is like a mountain peak with a valley of vice to the left and the right. Take humility, for example. Humility is just thinking correctly about oneself. I have gifts, but I don't have all the gifts. Whereas pride is to deviate to the right or to the left. I can think I have all the gifts and everyone else is stupid. That's thinking too highly about myself. Or I can fail to realize my own dignity and gifts, thinking too lowly about myself. That's swerving the other direction. And it misses, both of them miss the mark. But every sin is like this. We're missing the virtue in the middle, and we're going into the ditch on one side or the other. And this is a good way to do our examination of conscience. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The third step God gave Joshua was to have the word of God always on his lips. What does this mean? Well, right before this, God made it really clear. In the book of Deuteronomy, which comes right before Joshua, God said, "Teach the word of God diligently to your children. Talk about it when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Okay, that's pretty clear. God wants us to meditate on the word of God and then talk about it constantly. I think God would be a good candidate for friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. So how do we live this? Well, just invite someone to pray the rosary podcast with you, or read the transcript and pray the rosary with them, and then have some good conversation. Why? Why does God insist that we have this always on our lips? Why does he insist that we talk about our faith? Because we come to understand something not just by reading or hearing it, but by actively engaging with it, especially through conversation. When we talk about an idea, we process it at a deeper level, clarifying our thoughts, making connections, reinforcing what we've learned. So speaking forces us to organize our understanding and put it into words, which solidifies the concept in our minds. It helps us kind of lock it in. So conversation is actually one of the most powerful ways to learn and not forget. And then there's the great bonus that conversation is really what fosters intimacy and friendship. And that's what we all want, isn't it? Don't we all want to have real friendship with the most important people in our lives? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We all want real community, real friendship. So we all want to talk to the most important people in our lives about the most important things. But what do we do if our family and friends, they just don't want to pray and they don't want to talk about religious things? We need a strategy to maybe help increase their hunger, their interest in God. Now remember, community or friendship is built through conversation. So stop engaging with people in conversationless ways. Remove the substitutes and distractions from friendship. In other words, get off entertainment, news, sports, shows, and YouTube. It's amazing. YouTube is aptly named. It's just about you. Then, if you get off that stuff, you're going to be bored to tears. Then you'll be willing to take anybody in your life and spend time with them. And what should you do? Just do something elementally human with them. Eat, drink, walk. Show them the love of God by your genuine interest in them. Pay very close attention. Don't tell them anything. I have a lot of people that meet with me and they want to tell me stuff. And you know what? They're not my friends. My friends are those who meet with me and then they ask about me. They're interested in me. That's what we need to do. Don't tell people stuff. Be genuinely interested in them and ask them questions. Ask them what they think about things. Ask them, here are three questions. What is the number one thing that's been on your mind the last 30 days? Or, hey, what's the best part of your life? Or, what is the most challenging part? Because pain is the greatest generator of reflection. See, when you get people thinking and talking about important things to them, there's a much greater chance they will begin to think about the most important thing, and that's God. But be patient and be a good friend. Be interested in them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I felt like I jammed in entirely too much information in that meditation.
I thought it was a great meditation. Because you can jam in a lot, and people are still going to focus in on the thing that means something to them.
Well, what meant something to you?
It was actually something that I suspect you improvised. Or maybe I didn't catch it the last couple times I read this meditation. Which is, man, what we do when we're bored to death. I think we should be bored to death. I think people ask me all the time how I came to be where I'm at right now. And if I could define one period of my life that really changed my course for the rest of my life, and you're going to correct me on how I say this, but I'm going to say it rashly. I dropped out of school in the eighth grade, and I did nothing for months. I did nothing. I had nothing to do, and I was bored to death all the time. And I had to be very independent. I had to find my own. I had to find things to do. You get so sick and tired of doing nothing, of feeling so stuck and just so lifeless, that you find things to do because you get desperate. So I got really into music and into writing and into drawing, and I put 10 times the amount of effort into my friendships because it was so terrible being bored. And that's how I feel right now in Lent, giving up YouTube. When I wake up and I can't watch YouTube, or when I'm going to bed and I can't watch YouTube, I'm bored to death and I have to do something. So I find, first I sit in it for a while and I'm just mad. And then I get so desperate for anything else that I choose to do really good things, or I pick up a good book, or I write, or I play music.
Yeah.
But I don't do that when I have an easy out.
What you're saying is so profound, because we have this idea that if you don't keep people busy all the time, mm-hmm. they'll do bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually just the opposite.
Yeah. I fully agree. I think, this whole work for idle hands kind of thing, it's completely the other way around. When you're super busy, you don't have time to think about God. When you slow down, you have to come face to face with him.
Exactly. This is so true. This struck me in Jack, my friend, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who passed away, he made this point to me in Jericho, because Jericho is an oasis in a desert. It has springs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was one of the first places that we turned from being hunters and gatherers to agriculture. When you're busy as a hunter and gatherer, you don't have time to think about anything. But when you can plant a crop, then you have time to wait.
Then you have to wait.
And then you start to think, wonder, and that's when religion, philosophy, all kinds of things spring up. We have the wrong idea that you have to keep people busy all the time, and then we never have time to be bored and turn to good things. I think the biggest place we make this mistake is in our education system.
I was just having a very a unique and incredible conversation about this with my brother and my sister-in-law. That this is, looking back on it, there are many good things about the education system, but it's where we learn that you have to be busy from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. nonstop. And that if any minute is unaccounted for, you're failing at something. But I'll tell you what, I think most people would become better people if they took 50% of the things off their schedule.
Everybody would be a better person if they did less.
Because you would do better at the things that you do. Because you learn what your priorities are.
Well, the first thing that would happen is you would have time to think, what am I doing? What do I want to do?
And I'm not saying everyone in the world can drop that much off their schedule. It might not work financially. You might be an ER doc who really can't just drop hours like that. But be a little critical and look at what you can drop. Because not all of us are ER docs.
Well, and the thing too is, drop the busyness, but don't immediately replace it with entertainment. Mm-hmm.
You can certainly drop the things that are wasteful anyways. I know that I would be so on top of my life if I never watched YouTube. Think of where I could be at today if I hadn't wasted hours of every day for 10 years.
My conversion really started when I got rid of TV.
I've always appreciated and taken it for granted for so long, but now I appreciate that we don't have a TV in our living room. None of my friends have TVs in their living rooms. We don't have one at home. I haven't had one since... We've never had one. We've had like a TV in the basement. That's not... We don't have cable. It's not hooked up to anything. It's not a smart TV. You have to put a tape in.
Literally. Yeah. Actually, when I think about this whole movement of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary, it all started in my freshman year of college. 50 guys on the floor. I would walk down my dorm floor, 50 guys sitting in their room watching TV. The next year, my roommate said, hey, let's not have a TV this year. I was like, great.
He really wanted to pawn it off that year. And he was like, no, I'll pitch it to them.
So we did not have a TV. The next year, everybody congregated in our room every night. Now, we were doing a lot of bad stuff, but we were having conversation while we were doing it.
Oh, what a silver lining.
And then when Mom and I got married, we decided not to have a TV.
It's life-changing.
It's because when you don't have TV, when you're not addicted to entertainment, you got all kinds of time for prayer, for reading, for exercise, to talk to people. If you get bored, you're likely to do good things.
I think it also changes the dynamic when you walk into a house. When I think about, now in different phases of college, at one point, I was in an apartment and we had a TV in the front room. And then another part of college, we just had a projector in the basement. But it's very different when you walk into a house, when you're hosting, when people come into your house and you're just standing right there and there's nothing for you guys to do but talk and everyone's just fully present, versus the houses that I walk into and there's a TV right there and the TV's on and you just kind of sit and you don't get farther in and you don't, it just changes the dynamic. I feel like when people show up at our house, we were the only house in high school that didn't have a TV on the main level. And people would just show up and talk in the living room for hours. And that was how it was in that second house in college.
This is why I'm absolutely convinced step number one is don't engage with people in conversationless ways.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the substitutes and distractions from true community. In other words, get off your screens. Get bored and you'll start doing good stuff. But if you're never bored, you never will. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Were you really bored before this? Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.